bars close and Sinatra walks out. Just a man in a hat and a trench coat. A standing ovation always follows.
Because he is such an incredible entertainer. An inspiration to three generations.
Age has not mellowed nor time sweetened him.
He is the greatest of them all.
He is the living embodiment of the fine tradition of macho American overkill.
He is the last man I want to applaud.
Sleep with.
The opposite of Andy Warhol is Frank Sinatra. Irredeemably corny, violent, heavy-handed, and horny. He is all. He is nothing at all.
You cannot make jokes about Frank Sinatra.
Some say he sings like a dream and gives voice to emotions most men can never admit to. Then tie up the heart or break it in pieces.
Some say he speaks for men, men unable to speak. Unfortunate men of the 20th century, trapped in ridiculous cages. Cages they never imagined. Cages of their own making.
Some say he belongs in prison, him and his mob connections. You know what they say, but nothing was proven.
In the 50s, his cloven hooves marked up many a bandstand.
Critics said, quit, hit it.
Who does he think he is? Overly sensitive, split personality, skitsy, scary,
Jilly Rizzo.
Alcohol, alcohol content, alcohol content,
brotherhood,
Backpack, Radio City Music Hall, Jimmy Van Heusen, Johnny Mercer, Harold Arlen, Jimmy Williams, Sammy Khan,
Sammy Davis
Porter, Tut Shore.
He likes it when people call him a class. That. It confirms his own opinion.
If he is misunderstood, it is because he is confusing.
This
your fabulous face, always grimacing
at
reporters,
man,
don't
sad.
Make me laugh.
Got a telegram from Sinatra. Here's what it said.
Your information stinks, lady. Broads always think they know best.
Right,
don't talk to me, baby. You're not in my league.
Where'd you get that information?
You're a leech, man. You're a parasite just like the rest of them. Get it?
Way you sip your tea.
C-U-N-T.
The memory of all that.
You know what that, who,
oh, no,
what that is. Don't you've been laying down for that $2 all your life. That stenchy smell is coming from her. I don't want to talk to you. You go home and take a bath. Let's get the hell out of here, baby. You're nothing but a tramp, tramp, tramp.
In a dream, Sinatra is awakened by 20-year-old Mia Farrow as the ghost of his own past.
Strangers in the night.
She comes in the night, praises his phrasing. His voice clear of vibrato, natural as conversation, melodious and cool as restored. She shows him Pearl Jam. She shows him Pantera, and he slams them. And when he slams them, everybody says,
well, Frank's right. Rock and roll does suck.
Somehow the past feels like a better place.
A place where Ava Gardner bakes coconut cakes. A place without an Elvis. A world of his own where he is the leader, post-war Las Vegas mafia, royalty, Hollywood, underworld rich.
The 60s that the rest of us remember are as a little museum to Frank Sinatra.
A small, curious place where Vietnam and Watts
play constantly in a silent loop on the video monitor.
And there's a box containing
Pink Stone, Eldridge Hendrix, Cleaver, Dennis Bernadette Hopper, Devlin, Malcolm
Mark
McDowell,
said.
And the whole Stax Volt catalog. All incomprehensible to Frank. Only thing in the whole decade makes any sense to him is Mrs. Robinson's stockinged legs.
Those he understands. Back from engagements beyond the grave, old friends visit Sinatra backstage. Sammy Davis Jr. falls on him weeping, tells him,
baby, you're the chairman of the board.
Joey Lewis is glad to be back.
He says Vegas is better than heaven.
Deeper cleavage and lots more booze. Opens a bottle, here's to the boys.
They don't notice the club is closing.
They don't notice the passing of time.
Because they're wives, because they're
husbands, because they're fans, because they're drunk.
But you know something? Way I see it,
the real problem is mortality. The real problem is
you get old
last.
And die.
Gotta go up sometime.
Life is short.
Songs
finish.
Vanishes.
God knows
dice in this casino way it is. The real problem is life doesn't make sense.
Why don't you just shut up and sing?
The boundaries of good taste and human decency having been crossed and crossed out again and again by the bourbon in his glass.
Bloodstream.
Frank Sinatra stands and offers a toast.
To the human race.
To the human race.
To hell with the human race.
Nancy with the laughing face.
What have they ever done for me? All you mothers are worthless. There's nobody in my league.
Placing myself on his good side, I raise my hand to ask a question.
Mr. Sinatra, how can anyone so wretched sing so well?
Why?
Well, he says, I'm not the first and I won't be the last one born. A walking contradiction, dead on from the heart. The rest all thrown together, hitting the same walls over and over and over.
A person is only a case, a holder for all manner of things. A random arrangement of idiocy and glory. Sometimes a barrage of artistic light. Sometimes an embarrassment, a dismaying puddle of slush. Sometimes a nobody, fading into the crowd or the distance, the welfare office, the supermarket, the laundromat, the library, and sometimes, marvelous as a god, all in one lifetime, all in one life. Doobie doobie doo, do 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 do